You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
The Detroit Lions are 15-4. The Seattle Seahawks 2-11. The spread has moved here. 9.5. The Detroit Lions plus 9.5, 20-21. The Seahawks minus 9.5 at 20-23. The Lions 0-3 in the NFC North following losses at San Diego and Minnesota before that home game against Denver, while the Seahawks improved to 1-2 after shutting down Jimmy Clausen and the Chicago Bears in their home opener last weekend. The line was 10 here, so there has been a bit of movement, Gil.
Yeah, it seems to be getting actually, well, it's going up and down a little. I mean, 10 is the highest spread of this week. It actually opened at 9, so in terms of the general argument, it has gone up. Even though it might be stabilized now a little because you see some 9.5s back out there. But it's 10, generally speaking. And the question becomes, after seeing Seattle beat the Bears last week, do you believe in Seattle as a 10-point favorite? We just got through a game where we talked about how, well, you know, this team has a weakness, but can the other team exploit that weakness? And the problem with Detroit is, I don't know, did you watch that Detroit-Denver game? I mean,
terrible.
How dreadful. And it was so tough to watch. It was so boring to watch. It was just awful. We talked about Brandon Whedon and Luke McCown checking down. Matthew Stafford has become this quarterback who checks down, and he has Megatron. He has Calvin Johnson. Mm. He doesn't throw the ball downfield anymore.
He
has no running game.
He's historically as well, Gil, been a gunslinger, hasn't he, Matthew Stafford?
He has been. But, you know, he's got no running game right now. In fact, we talked about Calvin Johnson. Calvin Johnson does have 18 catches. And by the way, in the past two games, after he had two catches in the first week, but he's only been targeted more than 15 yards downfield 3 times. This is Calvin Johnson. And now he's got Richard Sherman to deal with against the Seahawks. So that, to me, is really the difference with the Lions. You know, they've got 8 turnovers on offense, a league-worst 135 rushing yards. And I guess if you have no running game, you can't really do much. You know, Stafford's got 5 picks, second most to Andrew Luck, 7. And he's got a 78.7 passer rating. He's 24th in the league. He was sacked 4 times last week. He threw 2 picks and lost a fumble in the fourth quarter versus Denver. So all of that going into Seattle, the hardest environment to play in the league, against the Seattle defense that has given up 7 or fewer points in their last 4 regular season home games, that 10 points then all of a sudden feels like it's right where it ought to be. Mm. Well, maybe they should be 10-point favorites, you know? Because otherwise, I'd say that's a lot of points, but it's hard to argue with what the eyes see in the Lions.
They have been incredible at home, haven't they, the Seahawks? They've won 7 straight and historically irrepressible on a Monday night as well, Gil, looking for their 23rd win in 25 matches. So those are the numbers, the kind of figures that Detroit have got to combat at Seattle on Monday evening. And we've not mentioned Cam Chancellor's return into the fold last week as well. Just the tonic that Seattle needed. They got Jimmy Graham more involved. They should have similar success against the Lions, but it's difficult to forget that last Monday night they were booed off at halftime, having only put up 6 points against Chicago in that first half. I know they came out firing on the back of that return for a touchdown off the kickoff, but it's not all completely rosy in Seattle's garden just yet.
Yeah, not all completely rosy. I mean, you're right about Cam Chancellor, right? Pete Carroll actually said in the press this week, the Seahawks head coach, that he completes us. Sort of like that Jerry Maguire line where Tom Cruise said to Renee Zellweger, "You complete me." Well, Cam Chancellor completes the Seahawks, so we can all go to bed after that. But, yeah, I mean, you know, Marshawn Lynch is questionable here. Marshawn Lynch is dealing with a sore back, a sore neck, a calf injury, had to leave the game last week because of a hamstring injury. So, I mean, imagine having all those 4 problems and trying to play professional football. If he can't go, Thomas Rawls, the undrafted rookie out of Central Michigan, would fill in. But, again, the Lions' defense, I mean, let's talk about that side of the ball. They're giving up 6 yards per play, allowing 27.7 points per game. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to realize that if you're giving up 6 yards per play, that ain't good, and that's going to move the chains. And let's talk about some of those Monday night stats if you're into that. The Seahawks are 9-0 in their last 9 Monday night games. The Lions, by the way, haven't won on the road on Monday night since 1994. Russell Wilson is 4-0 on Monday night, 9 touchdowns, 0 picks. But, of course, 10-point spread. Question is, can they cover that? And it does come down to the fact that when you think of the Lions, you're like, well, let's see. They gave up 403 yards passing to Phillip Rivers in Week 1 in San Diego. Peyton Manning threw for 324 yards last week against them, a weak-armed Peyton Manning. And then in between that, Minnesota ran all over them for 199 yards on 4.7 yards per carry. So they're missing Ndamukong Suh. There's just not a lot good to say about the Lions. It's hard to make the case for them, even with a 10-point spread.
Do you think this is where it should be then? It's 9.5 currently, Gil. It has moved ever so slightly. Do you think the 9.5, are you tempted either way?
Yeah, I think it's a good spread. I think it's where it ought to be. I wouldn't play it.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.